This is Radio Nepal. I'm Dela Prasai with the news. The headlines first. Health Ministry reported nearly 9,500 corona infection cases and 225 corona-related deaths in a single day yesterday. Health Minister says government putting maximum effort to contain spread of COVID-19. Supreme Court orders government to immediately carry out effective measures to protect citizens' life from COVID-19. Ongoing prohibitory orders in Kathmandu Valley extended by 15 days and more than 30 killed as violence escalates between Israel and Hamas. Now the news in detail. The Ministry of Health and Population has reported 9,483 corona infection cases in the past 24 hours. The Ministry has also recorded 225 corona-related deaths in the same period. These figures of daily cases and corona-related deaths are the highest spikes in Nepal since the pandemic began. The Ministry said 21,300 tests were carried out within the last 24 hours to identify the COVID infection. The ministries had informed the number of deaths reported yesterday also includes the data shared by the Nepal Army's body disposal units. Nepal's total corona infection cases have now crossed to 413,000, while COVID-related death has reached 4,084. As per the ministry's update, Nepal's active corona infection cases have now crossed 97,000. 5,225 people have recovered from the infection in the last 24 hours. Minister for Health and Population Rides Tripathi has suggested a new move for the prevention, control and treatment of COVID-19. At a virtual press meet organized by the ministry yesterday, he underlined the need of enforcing a state of public health emergency or lockdown since the existing move is not likely to be adequate to stem the coronavirus outbreak. The health ministry also warned that the intensive care units, high dependency units and ventilators, the government would not bear the pressure of patients if the second wave of the infection remained at the present level. He urged all to remain cautious as the rate of pandemic outbreak was increasing. Minister Tripathi also asked the people not to make unnecessary remarks without understanding the fact behind the COVID-19 vaccines. He made it clear that only 1 million vaccines Nepal procured have not come to the country due to the fire outbreak in the Covishield vaccine-producing company, Serum Institute of India. He added the procured quantity of vaccines would come after India allows for its export. The minister also shared that the Ministry of Foreign Affairs has been in consultation with the Nepal-based embassy of United States, Russia, China and UK for importing vaccines. On the occasion, Health Ministry Secretary Laxman Acharya said the government could declare the state of health emergency as per the need. He further shared that the Finance Ministry has assured the release of 14 billion rupees for the procurement of medical supplies and equipment. The ongoing prohibitory order enforced in the Kathmandu Valley has been extended till the 27th of May. Talking to Radio Nepal, Chief District Officer of Lalitpur, Prem Prasad Bhattrai informed that a joint meeting of the chief district officers of Kathmandu, Bhaktapur and Lalitpur decided to extend the existing prohibitory order by 15 days. He said the services except highly essential ones would remain closed till the midnight of 27th of May. He added that marries, feasts and other rituals to be held in party palaces have been completely prohibited. Chief District Officer Bhattrai further said all construction works except for national pride projects and development projects have been closed. As per his information, retail sales in Kalimati and Balku vegetable and fruit markets have been shut and only the wholesale markets would remain in operation to avoid crowds. The joint meeting has also urged people not to get out homes except for highly essential works. Deputy Prime Minister Ishwar Pokhrel has said large building available in the Kathmandu Valley will be turned into isolation center. Inspecting Radhaswami COVID Isolation and Oxygen Therapy Center yesterday, Deputy Prime Minister Pokhrel telephoned to Chief Secretary Dr. Sankar Das Bairagi and Kathmandu Metropolitan City Mayor Vidya Sundar Shakya and directed them to make proper arrangement for running isolation centers in the valley. Meanwhile, Deputy Prime Minister Pokhrel has held consultations with private sectors to ease the oxygen supply in hospitals. During a discussion with Federation of Industry and Commerce, Nepal Chamber of Commerce, gas manufacturers and representatives of private and government hospitals yesterday, Deputy Prime Minister Pokhrel focused on making easy and effective distribution of oxygen in hospitals. The Supreme Court has issued an interim order in the name of the government to immediately carry out effective measures to protect the lives of citizens from COVID-19. A single bench of justice, Bam Kumar Shrestha, issued the order to make smooth supply of medicines and oxygen. It has also ordered the government to develop infrastructures including further equipped hospitals for the control of coronavirus. The apex court has further directed the Ministry of Health and Population to form a working committee to save people's lives. Advocate Shailendra Prasad Ambedkar had filed a writ petition at the Supreme Court demanding mandamus for the protection of citizens from the pandemic. Bangladesh has provided drugs and medical supplies to Nepal in its fight against COVID-19. Foreign Minister of Bangladesh, Dr. A.K. Abdul Momen, and Health and Family Welfare Minister Jahid Malik handed over the health supplies to Nepal's ambassador to Bangladesh, Dr. Bamshidhar Mishra, amid a function in Dhaka yesterday. Embassy of Nepal in Dhaka informed that the Bangladeshi foreign minister handed over PPE sets and 5,000 vials of remdesivir to Ambassador Mishra through the SARC COVID Emergency Fund. You're listening to Radio Nepal 8M English News Bulletin. Time for a short break now.
Nepal Telecom Co 4G. Video call garda no 4G. Nepal Telecom Co 4G.
Sabai ko yo biswas honi. नेपाल टेलिकम को 4G
गेम खेल्दा नि टेन्सन नोजी नेपाल टेलिकम को 4G आफ्नो भन्ने आप नै हो जी
नेपाल टेलिकम को 4G नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार.
Welcome back. After the short break, we continue with the rest of the updates. Major opposition Nepali Congress has decided to take initiation to form a new government. A meeting of office bearers of the Nepali Congress held yesterday made this decision as Prime Minister Oli failed to win vote of confidence in the House meeting, and subsequently President Bidya Devi Bhandari called on the political parties to form a new government. The meeting has made a decision to form a new government under the leadership of Nepali Congress. You're listening to Radio Nepal 8M English News Bulletin. We continue with the international updates now. Palestinian militants say they fired 130 missiles at the Israeli city of Tel Aviv after an Israeli airstrike felled a tower block in the Gaza Strip. A 13-story building was attacked an hour and a half after residents and local people were warned to evacuate. Israel's military says it is targeting militants in Gaza in response to earlier rocket attacks. At least 31 people have died in some of the worst violence in years. The international community has urged both sides to end the escalation, which follows days of unrest in Jerusalem. Seven children and two adults have been killed in a shooting at a school in the Russian city of Kazan, officials say. 21 other people, mostly children, were injured. A 19-year-old suspect was detained. The attack happened in the capital of Republic of Tatarstan, 820 km east of Moscow. Russian Prime Minister Mikhail Mishustin spoke of great sorrow, while Tatarstan's leader Rustam Minnikhanov described the attack as a major tragedy. Responding to the shooting, Russian President Vladimir Putin said he would review the country's gun control laws. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today. Forecasting Division says the weather is likely to be generally to mostly cloudy throughout the country. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at some places of the country. There are also chances of heavy rainfall at one or two places of Province 1, Province 2 and Bagmati Province. Kathmandu's weather report now. Maximum temperature of 25.5 degrees Celsius and minimum temperature of 13.8 degrees Celsius. With this news, we have come to the end of this bulletin. But before we wrap up the headlines once again. Health Ministry reported nearly 9,500 corona infection cases and 225 corona-related deaths in a single day yesterday. Health Minister says government putting maximum effort to contain spread of COVID-19. Supreme Court orders government to immediately carry out effective measures to protect citizens' lives from COVID-19. Ongoing prohibitory orders in Kathmandu Valley extended by 15 days. And more than 30 killed as violent skeletons between Israel and Hamas. Well, that's all that we have for this edition. Our next English News edition is at 2 in the afternoon. You can also log on to our website www.radionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Stay tuned, stay safe and have a good day.